Have you ever thought about the many connections between ourselves and our environment? At a recent Maryland Humanities discussion panel celebrating the centennial of the Pulitzer Prizes, panelist McKay Jenkins introduced the idea of environmental humanities. Now he tells us a bit more about how he teaches that concept to his students at the University of Delaware and how we too can embrace it.
For 20 years, I've taught English majors to sit in the woods. I've taught philosophy majors to grow potatoes. And I've taught biology majors to paddle canoes. But in my environmental humanities class, all that fun stuff comes at the end. First, we work through the hard stuff and we make it personal. We examine our beloved suburbs and learn that building them destroyed millions of acres of forests and farms. We look at our shopping habits and learn that cosmetics, carpeting, lawn chemicals, even plastic water bottles contain compounds that cause cancer. We look at climate change and examine how our big cars, our big houses, and our big vacations contribute to the devastation of the world's poorest communities. It's all pretty depressing, especially since nobody gets off the hook. Environmental problems are not just caused by faceless companies or ineffective governments, after all. They are also caused by our own behavior. So we ask some questions. How do we behave? What do we expect out of life? What do we know about our land, our water, and our community? Who knows where our lunch was grown? The wheat in the pasta, the meat in the hamburger, the lettuce in the salad? Where did it come from? Who grew it? Were the plants and animals treated well? How about the workers who grew it? Who knows where our drinking water came from? How about the light in the classroom or the heat? Where did the energy come from? Finally, who knows what stage the moon is in? Is it waxing? Waning? Is it full? The number of students who can answer any of these questions is typically very close to zero. This is not the stuff you learn in school, after all. Then I ask, how many human beings in the history of human beings have not been able to answer these questions? How many generations have not known the source of their food, their water, their light, their heat? How many were oblivious to the moon? This ignorance has consequences. When we don't know about food, we don't ask if it was grown with pesticides. When we don't know about water, we don't ask if it was contaminated with pharmaceutical drugs or runoff from parking lots. When we don't know about light and heat, we don't ask if it came from decapitated mountains in West Virginia or from one of the four hydroelectric dams choking the Susquehanna River. It's then that we start going into the woods and going out to the farm and paddling on rivers. We are, in a sense, getting back to our roots. We learn that native songbirds won't come back unless we plant native trees. We learn that growing and eating our own food carries benefits beyond mere nutrition. And we learn that spending a day paddling on the Susquehanna, a river that existed during Pangaea, before the continents divided, can teach us as much about love as any poem.
More from Jenkins can be found on his website, mckayjenkins.com. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WYPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Phoebe Stein.